name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning, either here in church or at home. It's good to have you with us. One or two things to say as we begin. As I mentioned last week, we're restoring the chalice, the common cup, this morning. If you would like to receive, you're very welcome to do so. Just a reminder not to dip, please. We're just receiving, either not receiving or receiving it as you would do normally. To say also that if you don't want to, then please, as I said last week, don't feel under any expectation to do so. Receive the bread, then return to your place. But if you would like to, obviously stay where you are. There are one or two other things happening this week. On Wednesday, it's Candlemas, when we gather up the season, the Christmas season. Gosh, it was a long time ago, hence the nativity scene is still here on Wednesday at 10 o'clock service, followed by some refreshments, if you'd like to come. Next Saturday, the guides who use our centre are holding a coffee morning from 10 to 12. They'd be glad to see you, glad of some support. And then next Sunday, we welcome Bradford Cathedral Choir to sing for Evensong for us at 4:30. So the important thing there really is, A, that they're coming, and that's great, but also, so it's two things, that the time is 4:30 rather than 6:00. I think that's everything. Made it.
The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Let us confess our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
God, our Creator, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief, shine into the hearts of all your people, and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. We have seen his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it was written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice, according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword shall pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning, when God created, are the first words of the Bible, first words of the book of Genesis. The Bible begins by telling us that God creates. The last verse of that first chapter of the Bible begins, God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. These are words of reflection. Words that remind us of an artist stepping back from his or her creation, looking at their work and deciding, although I don't think artists often do, that it was very good. And sandwiched in the middle of the chapter, we read of how God said, "Let us make humankind in our image according to our likeness." Well, why begin here? Well, this first chapter of Genesis sets before us profound truths, truths on which our faith is built. Firstly, that we are created by a God who creates. And secondly, that we have the gift of being able to step back and reflect because we have been created in the image and likeness of God. But what's all this got to do with St. Paul writing about love and the story of Jesus being presented in the temple? Well, I'll come back to that, albeit briefly, at the end. But for now, let's stick with the first chapter of the Bible, because it helps us ponder the theme for this Thursday's Rhythm of Life session. Last week, we considered how we celebrate and rest. And this week, we think about how we create and reflect. And we do so through the lens of that reading from Genesis, a reading through which we're reminded that we are all made in the image of God, a God who is creative, and this reminds us all that we can be creative, except that we might not think we are. Perhaps we assign creativity to people who paint pictures or are good at crafts or write songs or music or play the organ. But all of us are creative. When I was a child, my favourite toy was Lego. What was your favourite toy? Can you think back to then? I bet it had something to do with being creative. Tell me what they were on the way out. But I had a big box of bricks, and from those bricks could create all sorts of things, from spaceships to houses, aircraft carriers to football stadiums, all very boy-like, I suppose. It was a toy to nurture creativity in a child. But I wonder sometimes whether that creative side of us gets a bit lost as we go through life, buried under the veil of being a grown-up. And I have to say, I don't think St. Paul in that reading helps us this morning. It was certainly that something Jesus seemed to notice in those around him. The creativity of children and their childlike way of viewing the world was something he drew people's attention to. And I do think that we are all creative in so many different ways. Whether that creativity is expressed in the garden or in the kitchen, at the easel, or with a pen in hand, writing computer code or solving mathematical problems at home or at work, we all have the capacity to be creative. And we do need, I think, to nurture and cherish this side of us. I know I need time for creativity. If I do not have it, then I'm impoverished. I can still work, but something important is missing. It's always remarkable to me how a picture, a movie, a song, or a quote brings some new insight about something else completely unrelated. It's as if being in touch with our creative side is like manure for the brain. Just this week, I put time in my diary for this. In one sense, of course, it achieves nothing. The to-do list remains, but in another, it makes such a difference. So on Thursday evening, we shall consider as a group what this godly creativity looks like. And even if you don't join us then, take a moment or two this week to think and reflect about how creativity is part of your life or not. And this art of reflecting
is the other strand of our Rhythm of Life theme this week. And if you spend time reading the Gospels, you soon realise how Jesus made people think or reflect. He started conversations, he opened up new spaces where people had to think differently. And so he would often answer their questions with another question. Maybe some found it infuriating, but he knew we can never be compelled to faith. Rather, we're drawn to it and live into it as we reflect on our lives and of how our faith in Jesus Christ makes a difference. Time and again, we place ourselves and what life looks like for us now into the stories of the Gospels where we meet Jesus. And as we reflect on our encounter with him through those pages, we are often given some fresh understanding and insight that changes our perspective. Every month or so, I meet with a spiritual companion, someone who helps me reflect. And hers is a creative task, as she teases out from me, often quite uncomfortably, reflections about my life and faith. It's a commitment to meet with her, takes up diary time again, but is always worthwhile. And I think we all need spiritual companions, those people who help us see things differently, help us to reflect and open up new ways of seeing and living. Of course, it might be our partner or a dear friend, but it might be someone else. We all need soul friends. So this week in our journey towards a rhythm of life, we consider how we create and are creative and how we reflect. And both strands find echoes to return to our readings today. Our gospel anticipates the presentation of Christ in the temple on Wednesday as we find two faithful old souls waiting for the promised Saviour. And on finding him, they rejoice and celebrate. Simeon's encounter with the child Jesus brings forth those wonderful creative words so cherished down the years, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." Anna is quieter, hers a life spent in reflection, but then she is transformed and speaks about the child to all who are looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Creativity and reflection is seen in the two characters of our gospel. And then if we turn to St. Paul and that remarkable reading about love, in those words we see the creativity of God at work through his hands as he teases out so beautifully what love looks like. So create and reflect. Two words to ponder this week as we journey on, seeking to live into a rhythm of life that sees us grow in love. The artist Henri Matisse said that creativity takes courage. So we could say, does reflecting on our lives, and more widely, on how our lives and faith come together. But it is, I hope we would all say, worth it. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the Son of God, who was eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven love live in him. We bring before God our prayers, our needs for the world and its people. Let us pray. God of yesterday, today and tomorrow, we pray for all our Christian sisters and brothers throughout the world. Remembering from our Anglican Communion, the Church of the Province of the Indian Ocean. For all people who serve you, minister to others and share the good news of the Gospel. You have drawn us together to be Christ's body in this place. May we be ever mindful of the ways in which we are called to be your servants. Through our and your creativity, may we honour one another and love as you love us. O God, who has given us the ear to hear your word and tongues to praise you, cleanse our hearts that we may be obedient to the word which we hear, and our lips that we might worship you in truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we pray for all who work for peace and unity throughout the world. We pray for all world leaders, that they will continue to seek for an end to suffering caused by war and violence, injustice and equality, disease and prejudice, poverty and hopelessness. We pray especially at this time for the situation and the people of the Ukraine. And we continue to pray also for all the areas of the world where your light does not shine. O Almighty God, who is everywhere present, in heaven, by glory in the conscience of your men, by your still small voice, in the hearts of the faithful people, by your Spirit. Help those who have the responsibility of local or national leadership, that they may act with integrity and the benefit of all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for our archbishops, bishops and all clergy, and all lay leaders, that each of them might make use of their individual talents, enabling the church to flourish as a witness to the one body. Help us all to spread the warmth of your love to everyone we meet. In our diocese, we pray and give thanks for our retired clergy and for those with permission to officiate. We give thanks for the invaluable support that they give to parishes across this diocese. May we who are called to be witnesses of Christ in the world may do so with obedience, faithfulness and joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of love, we pray for this parish and community of Whitkirk and Colton. We pray for our neighbours, our friends, and for all our families. Praying today especially for the residents of School Lane at Colton, May all those who live and work there know the riches of your grace and the fullness of your blessings. We hold before you our Mothers' Union, who hold their AGM this week. We ask you to bless each member with your love and spirit of creativity. Be present, Lord God, in their meeting, that their discussions will be fruitful and have a positive outcome. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for the work and service of all care homes and day centres for elderly and sick people, and for all charitable organisations and shops who raise money to help. Today we pray for those who benefit from the Royal National Institute for the Blind. We pray for any who have lost their sight, that they might benefit positively from the charity. We pray for all those who support them, remembering those whose lives are made more difficult due to poor or lack of eyesight. We pray for all finding their life painful, lonely, uncertain, especially remembering those who are ill or vulnerable from this parish. Help them to sense your love and comfort in times of need, and bless their families and carers. We pray too in a moment of silence for all those known to us who need your prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those from this community who have asked for our prayers, remembering Pat Hyde, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, David Grice, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, and Alec Plowman, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Mavis Cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, your love reaches beyond the grave. At the end of our days on earth, be with us and those whom we love. May those who have gone before us rest in your eternal peace. And we remember Jean Webster, who has recently died. We pray for all those whose lives are saddened by the death of a loved one. Be with each one of them in their grief. We remember by name those whose anniversary of death occurs at this time: Raymond Burton, Harriet Cooper, and Jeff Thorndyke. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Everlasting God, we pray for ourselves as we go from this church today to start the week ahead. We ask that in all we do, we may walk closely with you at our side, safe in the knowledge that your love and care knows no bounds. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Christ is our peace. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Gracious God, accept the offering of your people, the hearts of your people, joined in praise and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is here.
The Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All honour and praise be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. For at this time we celebrate your glory made present in our midst. In the coming of the Magi, the King of all the world was revealed to the nations. In the waters of baptism, Jesus was revealed as the Christ, the Saviour sent to redeem us. In the water made wine, the new creation was revealed at the wedding feast. Poverty was turned to riches, sorrow into joy. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. And bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. With faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Generous Lord, in word and Eucharist, we have proclaimed the mystery of your love. Help us so to live out our days that we may be signs of your wonders in the world, through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ our Lord, to whom kings bowed down in worship and offered gifts, reveal to you his glory and pour upon you the riches of his grace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
We have beheld his glory. glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.